Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from an undisclosed location, default route. I threw this on because it's hitting me how hard or difficult or how much of a challenge it is for me to keep this weight off or to get this weight off. And I want to talk about it as if it's something so big and quote unquote horrible and such a, you know, massive undertaking to over-dramatize it. And in the same breath, I understand how much I relish the challenge, how much the harder it is for me, the better it makes me feel to go after it and have to beat it down and to conquer it. And to even use such words as beat it down, conquer, destroy, battle, man of war. When really what I'm probably looking for is a balance, more of a harmony of my eating habits, my consumption, the gratification from that consumption, my activity, my lifestyle, et cetera, et cetera. Because one thing is for sure, I'll get my ass out here and walk. I'll get the boy all sweaty. I'll get my ass out here and walk. 100 degree weather, it don't matter. Raining, I'll figure out a way. I'll go to the mall or whatever. I get my steps in. And that part has become an intricate part of my life that I may need it. My body may crave it now. I got to get up, get out, get in the sun, get outside, get that physical activity going in the morning to get me going, start me off. Except for on the weekends. And that's probably why I also cut this on today. Today being Friday, tomorrow's the weekend. Got 2 days off. Nothing planned, nothing to do. Out here at an undisclosed location. So it ain't much going on. But that shouldn't prevent me from getting my ass up and driving wherever the hell I want to go. You know, I need to plan something. I need to plan something and have structure on the weekend. Even though I've been doing pretty good on the weekend, it's still, I get to the point where And the rest part, getting rest is important. I'm starting to realize that maybe during the week, I go. There's very little time in my work week that is not allocated. It's unallocated, if that's the word. Everything has a place, a position, and a task that should be accomplished during those moments. Very few moments where there's nothing. In fact, it's probably no moments. Because even the moments when I have nothing, I plan for it to be nothing so I can eat and relax or whatever. So, and then maybe come Friday, I am tired. Maybe come Friday, I am a little bit, not exhausted, but worn a little bit and need to get some rest. And I need to probably learn how to do that and not overeat. This morning I got up, Mr. Scale said 217.2. I was somewhat disappointed. I don't know why, but I was. I thought it'd be lower. And even the last night when I went to bed, it said 219.6 because I ate. And I'm thinking I'm eating okay. I think I'm doing all right. I think I'm doing this. I think I'm doing that. And the numbers just aren't falling to where I want them to. But I know I just got to keep at it. I know I got to keep at it. I know I got to keep at it. I've done it before. I know I got to keep at it. And I enjoy that. Keep at it. Keep at it. I almost enjoy sometimes getting disappointed and having that feeling. Like, ugh. You know, it gives me a challenge. Maybe I'm looking for a challenge in my life. And is there a bigger challenge than your weight? And quote unquote, your appearance and being in shape and feeling good. Now, I take that back. I feel pretty good. You know, I'm in good shape and I feel good physically, mentally, psychologically, I think, maybe, probably, you know. So I think I feel pretty good, that part. I think I feel pretty good. I just want the weight off. And maybe, you know, I look at myself. I'm out here in California, you know, land of skinny, beautiful people. Like I say, out of California, I'm a 5. I go to Youngstown, I'm a 9.5, if not 11, in certain areas. But and it's just the way it goes. So I'm out here, and plus I came up, you know, I was in the entertainment industry where literally the most beautiful people in the world come. Literally, artists in entertainment, the interns, the assistants, the lowest level of people in the building, which is the most gorgeous women, men and women you've ever seen in your life from all over the country, all over the world, to come here to be in this. And so that's what, you know, I was part of. And California's like that. You see people out here exercising, being fit, slim, always walking, carrying water, eating right, Trader Joe's, Whole Farms, that whole mentality. I go back to Youngstown, go back to Ohio, go back to the Midwest. Everybody's obese. Everybody is overweight. Literally, everybody. You see a picture of a family, all of them overweight. And I think this needs to be addressed head on. It doesn't have to be fat shaming. But if fat shaming is going to save half the population, so be it. Maybe it needs to be a marketing campaign or a public service announcement that, you know, being overweight, though not shameful, is not healthy also. You know, promoting that big girl lifestyle, forget about, you know, shaming and looks and body shaming, all that. Health, walking around with all that extra weight is not good for you. And also, from that point, you live longer. Like Bill Maher said, you don't see no fat 80-year-olds. You don't see no fat 80-year-olds flat out. Boom. So, I mean, there's an indication that this obesity in America, the foods we eat, the foods that's marketed to us, the cereals, the fructose, all that stuff that we learn all about out here in California constantly. You know, they even got, I hear they even try to get laws about regulating what food can be bought. You see what they did to cigarettes? They got rid of menthol. You can't even buy menthol cigarettes in California no more. I think that's the case. I think you can't even buy menthol cigarettes in California no more. Ain't that a bitch? I mean, and I guess the one time it was something about in New York, they were trying to regulate the size of big gulp sodas. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but stuff like that, you know, that don't even got to be true. But that's just would be an example of what I'm talking about, where they would actually legislate making, you know, serving big gulps sodas illegal. And I understand the intent, but there's a fine line between rights and opportunity. And even from the manufacturing standpoint, you put a law on that, you may be protecting, you know, the people, quote unquote, but what about the people who manufacture this stuff, who want to sell this stuff? You're infringing on them. You know, all the people who can't sell menthol cigarettes now in California, you know, that's people's jobs. You think about it that way. Yeah, but what about people's lives and cancer? Is that your business? Is that the government's business? I guess that's the big question. Is that the government's business? I guess that is the big question. It's on the table and has been throughout the history, probably of politics in the United States of America. Conservative versus liberal. My boy Stephen A., yesterday, he said it. He said something I said about myself a long time ago, or the other day, he said it. He is fiscally conservative, socially liberal. And I think a lot of us are. Now, those of us who get assistance and used to rely on the government for this or that, or affirmative action, or some kind of plan or subsidy or STEMI. STEMI is short for stimulus. I love black people. I love black people. If you really want to have some fun, you go into the hood. You go down to where they know how to party, to where you know they can just let loose, less inhibitions, just flat out raw nature. Not sophisticated with education and Trader Joe's and Whole Foods and how you supposed to act and what you supposed to do. Not even being aware of how other cultures do it, so that you just know how you do it. And you can dive deep, deep, deep into it. You're not distracted by things, sophisticated things. That's a good way to put it. You're not distracted by sophisticated things, just raw. When I go back to Youngstown, it's just a simple life. And I'm not saying that in a derogatory way. Life is just much more simple. Much more simple. Literally about getting groceries, cooking food, and eating. And getting back and forth to work. And having a good time here and there. It's not as complicated as it is in a big city. And quite frankly, I don't think I can live without this complication. I don't think I can live without the buzz and the beat of the city and opportunities and the distractions and the threats and opportunities. Did I say opportunities and distractions? Threats? Because you got threats and you got opportunities. Mega threats and mega opportunities as opposed to a more simple lifestyle. And I say simple, not in a derogatory way. It's simplified. Let's just say simplified. A more simplified, that sounds a little better. Simplified lifestyle. Where you just, you know, grow up, get a job, have kids, love Jesus, have a beer, love your football team, look in the paper to see who died, look in the paper and see who got murdered. You know, who's the mayor? Just, you know, basic stuff. That's really what life is about. But for me, I don't operate in that realm much, if at all. I don't operate in that realm. I consider myself, this is just purely my subjective thought of where, over that. I think all that has worked out for me. That part is already worked out. You can maybe even say it's one of the lower rungs on Maslow's hierarchy. That part is already worked out. I don't spend much time or thought or effort on getting food, eating, shoveling snow, on maintenance. Physical maintenance of the house, you know, washing clothes, all that. I focus and my mental state is mostly above, quote unquote, above that, because that's already done. You know, it's done through Instacart or whatever, however I manipulate or automate it, or even got it broken down to the point where it's so routine and repetitive that, you know, I can get it done and boom, boom. You know, I can get it done, boom, boom. I just go, have my routine handle it. And, you know, and that's subjective. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm just talking about that today. But the lifestyle, just because it's a lifestyle that I don't see myself living, you know, who's to say? Maybe that's what human beings need. We need all kinds. And maybe those are the human beings who will survive. Whatever it takes, or whatever is going to be needed to survive 5,000-6,000 years from now. We don't know. We don't know. You know, it could be these kids who are growing up glued to their tablets and in the digital age, virtual age, you know, online, social media. Maybe that is going to be the secret to success in the future. Maybe they'll evolve into a totally different kind of being. People like us who used to go into record stores and looking through record bins and actually putting gas in our own cars and, you know, checking out, going to self-checkout and all that kind of stuff. Maybe we'd be lost. We're going to be lost. We're not going to be the ones who are able to handle things. But And that said, I kind of got off track there, but I also want to go back to the weight thing and the challenge and the struggle and being, I mean, because we all know people who, you know, back home in Ohio or whatever, I mean, and we say that's all they do. We say that's all they do. You know, cousins and family, and it's about family back there. And today I just even said, maybe I'm the anomaly. And I said, no, I am definitely the anomaly. I'm the outsider. I'm the one who's, you know, far outside the norm when it comes to this. So when I look back, it's hard for me to understand how people can live like that. It's because I'm so far away from what probably I can say what most people want. You know, I could definitely probably say that I'm probably far, far away than from what most people want. And I have to understand that. Because I look at my life, I love my life, I worship my life, I think my life is the best. So it's natural for me to say, how can anybody not want this? And they probably could look at me and say, how can, and I know people have said that about me before. How can you live out there all by yourself? You're out there all by yourself. And, you know, this and that. It's how I was thinking though, today, I was watching, I think I had a dream or something, where, or TV program where, I think I was watching, I think I was thinking about Divorce in the Black, where, you know, the families came to defend each other. You know, say like, I get into something with somebody, and he go get his whole family to come after me. You know, I ain't got nobody. I ain't got no bossy. I ain't got nobody to protect me. You know, back then, you almost had to have that structure. You know, the brothers, your cousins, let's ride. You know, and now that I think about it, back home, they got it back there. My ex-wife and the kids, my kids, and they got their little, you know, we'll roll out. And I guess if you live that lifestyle, you need to have that. And need maybe not the right word, but they'll roll out. Something will go down. You know, they make their few calls or whatever. Whole family be over there ready to rock and roll. Oh, God. So I can't really, you know, I can't say. It's just not the lifestyle for me. I even told my ex-wife that a few years ago that I don't think I could have been the person to be in the house raising the kids for 20 years. I don't think I think I tried, and I even think she said you did try. I think she even actually did say that I did try, but I couldn't see myself being that person. And eventually she did find somebody to fill that, you know, to be that person in there, and then, you know, make sure I was still recognized as the father of the kids. I was still, you know, the father, the daddy. And, you know, she respected my position, that position, and the kids, you know, I was given the respect to that position. Of course, you know, black folks, it ain't gonna be all rosy. You know, it's gonna be ups and downs. People gonna be mad at you or this way or that way, but, you know, that's just the way life goes. But, you know, I was able to see the kids, they fly out, see them anytime I wanted to, you know, no problem. You know, I walk in the house, I got the respect that I thought I deserved. So, you know, that's how that went. But they'll roll out. They'll roll out on your ass. And like, I'm out here by myself. I ain't got nobody. Well, I'm going to go. I'm going to call the police. I'm going to call the popos. Somebody going to roll up on me. What I'm going to do? I'm going to have to leave. I can't get in no beef with nobody. I'm out here by myself. But With that comes the freedom that I find euphoric. With that comes the freedom that I find absolutely euphoric. And it's the part of life that I treasure probably the most. My freedom. Okay, to get back on the track of the weight. The weight thing. Also with the, you know, the challenge, and it's tough and it's hard. And, you know, I get out here every day and I'm like, sometimes I get frustrated. And to be honest, I kind of enjoy that frustration sometimes because it makes me want to go harder, get understanding. And it's so rewarding when it does, when the weight does come down the way I want it to or shift the way I want it to. But back on track of that, it's not easy and it's not supposed to be. Because if it was easy, everybody would have it. If it was easy, everybody would have it. And the whole thing about being quote unquote skinny or not fat or not obese is that you're not fat and obese, and it stands out. It's recognition or attractiveness or whatever is the reward. There's something to that. There's something. I said a long time ago, I wanted to lose weight and get my appearance together just in case I need to walk in somebody's office and ask them for something. Walking in somebody's office, asking for some money, or ask them, you know, for a technological favor or some kind of help or assistance. I want to look good. People who look good are looked upon more favorably. There's no doubt about that. And losing weight, being slim, being fit, when you walk around, you're looked at differently. I went from 300 pounds down to like, what, 200 something or one something, I forget what it was. I lost like a lot of weight. And the change in my life and my ego and my mentality and everything was magnificent. It was enormous. I was a completely different person. People looked at me differently. I walked differently, you know, smiled differently, let alone, you know, you feel better. Let alone you feel physically and mentally better. You look better and your confidence is this up. So it's not for everybody. Everybody can't be slim and fit and in shape and have that, you know, that body,
that look.
And I'm not talking about, you know, the big muscle cats. That's a little too much. But I'm sure some people like that. And I'm talking about, you know, the young dudes with the six pack, you know, nicely sculptured chest and stuff. I'm just talking about a 60-year-old man who ain't fat. You know, where I can put on some clothes and get some semblance of that stereotypical male physique. That I'm going like this, up and down physique, you know, with the broad shoulders and slimmer waistline or whatever. You know, that stereotypical look that the American media and commercials have put on us. You know, to think is sexy or beautiful or what it is to be a male attractive. So it ain't for everybody. So there's a reward. If everybody can get it, everybody would have it. So when you walk in the room, and you know you there. You know, you look around and you see everybody else ain't. Literally, everybody else obese. And you walk in and you ain't. And you older than everybody. And in better shape than everybody. You know it. You don't even got to say it. In fact, you try to downplay it. You don't want to stand out. You don't want to make people feel embarrassed. To a degree. But you want to let them know, hey, Jeffrey's here. This is how I do it. I work for this. I earn this. You want to see how I do it? Follow me on my podcast. In these videos, I tell you every day how I do it. But I'm out here. I'm out here sweating, getting it. So when I do walk in there, you know, I'm Jeffrey, damn it. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. For me and for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, as it will be. Totality of it all. Hypothesis of all as one. Theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey.